Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Do you want President Biden to run again in 2024?
No, I've been very clear. I'd like to see a generational change.
Should Joe Biden run again in 2024?
I think that should be a decision made by Joe Biden. And it's not a matter of anyone's choice other than his.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America. Made in America. And that's not hyperbole. I'm not joking about that, as you know.
Gas prices too high. Mortgage rates going up. Inflation on the rise. Time to vote out the Dems on November the 8th.
Get them out of here.
T-minus 26 days until Election Day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
New Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
Right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. 26 days until this inflection point election. That's a tipping point election. I've said it many times in my life, my career, on the air, but this is it. There's a lot at stake. It's mind-numbing to hear. Remember, inflation is only transitory. We're not in a recession, even though the official definition of a recession is two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth, which we did experience. And it's beyond frustrating to just be lied to. But the American people are feeling it every single day. 70% now of the American people, that's all of you, 70%, 7 out of 10 of you, are now struggling to make ends meet and are barely breaking even. Of that 70%, you got a half of that, 35%, can't make ends meet. They can't buy the bare necessities for themselves and their family. You know, we're not talking about luxuries here. You have people now going into credit card debt just to keep up. The average family, Heritage Foundation, their estimate, the average family, household, couple, working, both parents working. Inflation of Biden is costing them $7,200 a year. And gas prices now are heading back up to $5 a gallon, as I told you they would once, you know, he depleted these strategic petroleum reserves. Anyway, here's Biden's economic team. And then we'll check in. We'll get Newt Gingrich's take on this and on the election in 26 days. They're actually telling us we're moving in the right direction. No, we're not moving in the right direction. No, it's a 41-year high. This is 8 consecutive months of Biden inflation over 8%. He inherited 1.4%. He inherited energy independence, and he blew that. And then we now find the begged the Saudis, it's okay if you don't give us oil, but just don't announce your cuts until after the midterms. Well, he's using foreign countries, what, to influence our elections? Seems like it to me. Anyway, listen to the Biden economic team.
Our economy is strong, it's resilient, and I do believe that there is a path.
White House has said that its number one priority is fighting inflation. What is the plan at this point? Because it doesn't appear to be working, at least those of us out here.
Yeah, I would say we have to stay at it, you know, stay at it. And I'm not sure I would agree that our plan isn't working.
Well, look, the most striking feature of the American economy right now is the resilience of the American economy.
So all of these are moving in the right direction. They take time to factor into these prices.
None of these policies are working. They're just lying to you. Like they said, oh, inflation's transitory. Then, of course, we go from where's Jackie now to this moment. My son Bo died in Iraq. No, he didn't, Joe. I mean, this is a problem. We have a president that doesn't know that today is Thursday. That is a problem. His son, sadly, and I mean this, died of cancer, but he says he died in Iraq. Listen.
Just imagine, I mean it sincerely, I say this as a father of a man who won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq.
Anyway, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is with us. We're 26 days away from, I think, the most important midterm elections since the midterms that you won in 1994. Welcome back, sir.
Well, I'm just listening to all that. You know, this is going to be quite an election because I think everybody is experiencing in their personal lives the failure of the Democratic Party. And it's not some theoretical, ideological fight. It's go to the grocery store, go to the gas station, try to get things on a supply chain that is broken. And I think people, you know, watch the evening news for your local murder rate. I mean, people see all this, and they know that it just isn't working, and they know that they have a chance to vote either to reinforce Biden or to repudiate Biden, but there's no middle ground. And I think that's why we're going to win an amazing number of House and Senate seats this fall, because people are just going to walk in and say, I'm not voting to continue this. It's too painful.
It is inflicting pain. And the sad part to me, Mr. Speaker, all of this is avoidable. We didn't have chaos at our borders. We didn't need to set a record that we've already set this year on top of last year's record of illegal immigrants entering the country. We're well over 2 million that we know about that Joe is offering preferential treatment to, because there's no vaccine mandate. There's no COVID test. You get a free Biden phone and transportation in the dark at night to whatever town or city or state that they want to send you to, and then the states become responsible for the Joe's open borders policies. We didn't have to have that happen. We didn't have to give up energy independence either, and that has contributed mightily to the inflation rate.
This has been a voluntary disaster that was completely avoidable. I've never seen anything like it, and I've tried to find the right language, because I actually think it's a mental health problem, not an ideological problem. I think they are so out of touch with reality that nothing sinks in. And it's not just Biden. I mean, there's an entire Democratic Party that I think is splitting into two wings. One wing is weird, and the other wing is insane. And you go talk to them, you know, what do you think's going to happen if you put murderers back on the street? I mean, this is the Fetterman problem in Pennsylvania. The guy keeps voting to put murderers back on the street. Well, in Philadelphia, 70% of the voters now say crime is their biggest concern, and the Democrats don't get it. You know, what do you think is going to happen in California if the Saudis really cut production? The latest projection I saw is $8 a gallon in California. Now, all of this is, as you point out, all of this is avoidable. Donald Trump avoided all of it, and the fact is that for some reason they are so committed to a series of values that just don't work. And it's true on the social policy side, where transgenderism is now the most powerful force in the Democratic Party. It's true on the government side, where big bureaucracies that are totally incompetent dominate their party. We just had a report that we had the worst college test results in 30 years.
By the way, the average ACT score was below 20. You know, I know kids, plenty of them, they got a top grade, a 35. The highest grade you can get is a 36. The average is 19. That pretty much means you signed your name to it. I mean, you can't really do worse than that.
I think the greatest long-term national security threat we have is the teachers' union commitment to brainwashing our children instead of educating them, and the degree to which we're going to produce kids who can't do any serious work, they don't understand what's going on in the world, and they're not going to be able to compete with China if they're utterly ignorant. This is something the Reagan administration warned about in a report all the way back in 1983 called A Nation at Risk. And they said in that report, if a foreign power did to our children what the schools are doing,
it'd be an act of war.
An act of war. Yeah.
And it's gotten worse.
Yeah, it has gotten much worse. And I think overhauling the ability, what Betsy DeVos, I thought, had a great line. She talked about education freedom, not just school choice, but apprenticeships, online learning, homeschooling, all the range of things so your child is prepared. And I think that may be one of the most important national security fights in the next Congress.
Let me get very specific here. And you have been probably the most optimistic and have laid out the best case of anybody on television or radio in terms of Republicans' odds of being successful this year. I do like the commitments to America that Kevin McCarthy and every House Republican candidate is now running on, because it puts in paper on ink. They sign their name in ink, and they're now committed to doing the things that will make America great again. It's the America First agenda, the Make America Great Again agenda. It's the Newt Gingrich agenda as well, and the things that I believe in. So I feel very confident about the House. And then I look at the Senate and I get concerned, because every state that we're looking at is a bellwether state. Now, I'm not really worried about Marco Rubio or Rand Paul or Senator Kennedy that's running in Louisiana. But then I look at Georgia. Herschel has a tough race against Raphael Warnock. The media has been smearing him and protecting Warnock. I worry about North Carolina and Ted Budd. I'm not too worried about Tim Scott. I see that General Bolduc is within 3 points in New Hampshire, and you have a very popular Republican governor. I'm hoping that he will help him. Ron Johnson has pulled away, but Dr. Oz now, it seems to be building a lead against John Fetterman, but that hasn't shown up in the polls quite yet. I think it will very soon, because the momentum has shifted drastically. J.D. Vance in a tight race in Ohio. I think Eric Schmidt wins. Then we got to look at Adam Laxalt. I think he'll win Nevada. I'd like to see Blake Masters a little closer to Mark Kelly, but he's got a Libertarian that's drawing 5% of the vote away from him. And then we got to look at Patty Murray, is in a very tight race with Tiffany Smiley out there, and that's another potential pickup, hopefully. Where do you see it going?
Yeah, let me say, first of all, I'm actually right now writing a newsletter about Tiffany Smiley, who I think may be one of the great surprises this year, because a year ago, nobody would have thought Washington State would be in play, and it's clearly now in play, and Tiffany Smiley is an amazing candidate. I thought it was very telling that Tulsi Gabbard is going to New Hampshire to campaign with Bolduc. What a signal of independence. And I think Hassan is both the weakest Democratic incumbent, and when people start buying fuel oil for the winter and they realize what these prices mean, I just think that people in New Hampshire are going to decide they can't possibly vote Democrat because they can't afford it. So I look around the country and I see again and again we're doing well. Herschel Walker, as you know, despite everything that was done, and it was amazing how hard they hit him, is within 1.5 or 2 points of Warnock, and I think we'll beat Warnock. So I am an optimist. I think we'll be +3 to +5 in the Senate.
Wow. All right, quick break. More with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, we continue. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, is with us talking about the bad economic news again today. So much for transitory inflation. And, of course, looking ahead to the midterms in just 26 days. You know, what's interesting is the media ignored the history of Raphael Warnock, and now it's come to light. And you have his ex-wife on tape in 2020 saying that during a domestic dispute, he used the car and tried to run her over, and actually did run over her foot. And then, of course, he's taken to court for not paying child support. And then we find out that he got arrested for obstructing justice in an investigation into a camp that he himself ran into child abuse. He got arrested for that. And then it ended up they found 5 cases of child abuse. Not him, well, but he was obstructing the investigation. I would think, why isn't that big news in Georgia?
Well, I think it's sinking in Georgia. I'll tell you, the most amazing thing is because it's a police body cam that Warnock's ex-wife is talking to.
Right.
The video of her talking to the policeman is very compelling. But look,
by the way, how did he avoid arrest, Mr. Speaker? Because usually you get arrested. That's standard operating procedure.
Well, I have no idea how wired it was or why he got away with it. But what I can tell you is that and I did a newsletter on this earlier this week, on the big issues, and I'm personally going to be tuning in Friday night to watch the debate between Warnock and Walker. Warnock doesn't have a chance. That's why they went out of their way to smear Walker, because on the big issues of controlling the border, stopping this inflation, which is eating us alive with the cost of living, being against crime, and Atlanta per capita has the same crime rate now as Chicago. You go down these big issues, and on every one of them, Warnock is on the anti-Georgia, pro-Joe Biden side, and Herschel Walker stands with Georgia on these issues. And I think in the end, that's going to outweigh everything. And I actually think that Walker's probably going to win without a runoff. Georgia has a system where if you don't get at least 50%, there's a runoff. And there is a Libertarian candidate running. But I have a hunch by the time they get down to Election Day that Herschel's going to win. And the reason is, in every one of these states, the way a tsunami happens, in 94 when you were there, in 2010, back in 1980 with Reagan, the way a tsunami happens is people look up and go, you know, in my personal, I don't care what the TV ad is, in my personal life, I know this isn't working, and I'm voting against the guy who's inside. And when that starts to happen to you, and it usually starts after Labor Day, you just slide. And I tell people, if a Democrat isn't up by at least 53% right now, they are probably going to lose, whether it's the House, the Senate, or the governorship.
Let's go back to 94. Before that evening, I ran into you and I said, how do you think we're going to do today? I remember this, and you said, we're going to win. But not every race that you won. I think, what did you pick up? 54 seats that year? I forget. It was a very big.
We picked up 54.
Okay. So you picked up 54 seats. And I asked you, well, how many are we actually leading in the polls? And you said, not 54. You said, I think it was like 20 something. Right. So polls are not necessarily reflective of, if anything, the polling has gotten worse, but it's not reflective of anything really. And at the end of the day, the only poll that matters is Election Day.
Well, you know, James Carville told me one time, and I thought it was very, very interesting and smart, that the incumbent gets the final poll. So if you're at 46% as an incumbent, you don't get any of the independents and any of the undecideds. You're at 46, and they all break the other way. And in this kind of a year, that's what's going to happen all over the country. And if you look at, don't measure where they are compared to each other, measure whether or not the Democratic senator or the Democratic House member is above 50. If they're not above 50, they have a very high likelihood of losing. And that's going to be true across the whole country.
Mr. Speaker, from your lips to God's ears, thank you, sir. Appreciate it, as always. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn, but after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
He never stops working for the good of the country. Sean Hannity with behind-the-scenes information on today's breaking news. Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, our good friend and podcaster, this is the Word of the Lord, Jeffrey Lord's podcast, which is a great name. Anyway, he was on a call yesterday. And one of the few media calls, he happens to be a member of the media and the press in Pennsylvania and has been for years. And he got an opportunity to actually ask John Fetterman a question. And he asked, why won't he come on this show? Here's his answer.
Sean Hannity said that he has repeatedly issued an invitation to your campaign to be his guest solo for the 3 hours of his radio show and one full hour of his national TV show. He said he's gotten no response from you, which I assume means you are no. So my question is, sir, as a United States senator, and I work for one that would be the late John Hines, you have to do this, you know, debating the opposition thing all the time. And I'm just curious as to what your reasoning is for not doing that.
I just don't believe that. I mean, it's actually a fact that Fox News and part of that Sean Hannity is a part of has spent the last 5 or 6 weeks, you know, unloading on us and saying outrageous things and going after us in a way that more so than every other of the other Democratic candidates combined. So this is not really a fair and serious, you know, venue. And I just would not take that. It's an unserious invitation because he's all in for Dr. Oz. And that's the truth.
I find this fascinating here because, first of all, I think we now have discovered he's not even capable of doing a 3-hour debate with me on radio. That never would work out well for him. Obviously, he's struggling post his stroke. I do wish him the best of health, but he should be releasing his medical records. And if he has these problems, he needs to be forthcoming to the people of Pennsylvania. You know, it's interesting because he says, I've been unloading on him. We've unloaded the truth about this guy. He is a trust fund brat in a hoodie. He's never worked a real job. Fact. His sister bought him his home, sold it to him for a dollar. Fact. He ended up, we don't know where he got the money because he wasn't doing a good job as mayor. As a matter of fact, there was a great report by Selena Zito we went over yesterday. Braddock, Pennsylvania suffered under his, quote, leadership as mayor. Never mind the fact that he even is standing by his decision to chase an innocent African-American jogger down the street and shove a shotgun in his face and hold this poor guy hostage. And he defended it in this NBC interview, although everything he says is pretty muddled and confusing. What John Fetterman doesn't want, if we've been unloading anything on him, it's called the truth. And we know that the average household, median household income in Braddock was $23,000 a year. When he took over, it was a population of 2,159. When he left, it was 1,721, and the town went to hell. That's his record. There's never been in the history of running for the Senate anyone that has advocated more passionately and voted passionately to release convicted murderers, and that's running on a plan to unleash and open up the prisons in Pennsylvania and let anywhere between a third and half the population out. You want to talk about unloading truth? This is a guy that said he wants no restrictions on abortion at all whatsoever, meaning you can have an abortion, you know, an hour before birth, you know, the time you do to give birth. That'd be called infanticide. This is the guy that said he wants a moratorium on fracking. Now, that's an $81 billion industry in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So that's his record. This is the guy that says he's to the left of Bernie Sanders. This is the guy that endorsed Bernie Sanders, even over Joe Biden. And so that's how radical he is. He's aligned himself with BLM, although he's taken it down off his website, aligned himself even with the Crips in one photo, one press conference he had at one point. He's the guy that wants the taxpayers of Pennsylvania to fund heroin injection sites that are, quote, safe. That's what he calls it. This is the guy that is on record saying he wants to prosecute oil company CEOs and grocery CEOs. He said it. That's how radical this guy is. You look at the rest of his record. You know, he came out against voter ID laws, no limits on abortion. There's never been a guy that has been that supportive of convicted murderers, unloading, you know, the prison population on the people of Pennsylvania. I told you about the shotgun incident. I mean, this is the single most radical candidate ever to run. And by the way, not to be outdone, Raphael Warnock is right there behind him, agreeing with him on abortion, agreeing with him on energy, praising the likes of Louis Farrakhan and Fidel Castro and Jeremiah Wright. This is a guy that refers to cops as thugs and gangsters. This is a guy that wants to defund the police. This is a guy that wants no bail laws, just like Fetterman. I mean, this is the single most radical group of Senate candidates I've ever seen in my life. Same with Mandela Barnes. Every single candidate go up and down the list on the left. They take on these radical positions. And nobody in the media is willing to point it out. It seems like we're like out there in the wilderness as usual. We were one of the few that vetted Obama. We kept telling you about Acorn. We kept telling you about the Choom Gang. Kept telling you about Frank Marshall Davis. We kept asking questions. What is a community organizer? What is Acorn? We kept telling you about the Church of GD America with Reverend Wright. We kept telling you about Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers. We were right on all these things. And we're right here. Now the question is, what are you going to do in 26 days? Now, it's interesting because the NBC reporter, Dasha Burns, has been brutalized. She did this interview with John Fetterman, and she said, I'm not sure he even understood the conversation we had prior to the actual interview. And remember, he needed a teleprompter and closed captioning for him to even do the interview. He's demanding that for the one debate he's agreed to with Dr. Oz a week before the election, the last week in October, which is insane. And anyway, so this poor NBC reporter, I don't say that often, she's having to defend herself even from NBC hosts like Savannah Guthrie. Listen to her defend herself.
NBC News agreed to Fetterman's request to use a transcription program during this interview because he's still experiencing auditory processing issues from the stroke, meaning he can't always understand what he's hearing.
Walk me through why we need the closed captioning, how it works.
It's really just how things happen, because I sometimes will hear things in a way that's not perfectly clear. So I use captioning, so I'm able to see what you're saying on the in captioning.
And Savannah, we did find that in small talk before the interview, without captioning, it seemed it was difficult for Fetterman to understand our conversation.
Yeah, and Dasha, you had mentioned that last night on Nightly. Since then, other journalists who've also dealt with Fetterman came forward and said they had a different experience.
Yeah, and Savannah, that's completely fair that was their experience. We can only report our own.
She's being attacked by a fellow NBC employee. You can't make this up. You really can't. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. And then, by the way, The View, they're attacking her because this guy is being exposed. He won't come on this show because he's being exposed. Mandela Barnes won't come on. Raphael Warnock won't come on. They cannot defend their positions. That's why almost every liberal senatorial candidate, gubernatorial candidate has adopted the Biden basement bunker campaign strategy. And the media mob is complicit and not demanding answers to their controversial positions. And if they finally do agree to debate, it's well after a lot of voting has taken place in their states. I mean, it's so wrong what they're doing and what they're allowed to get away with. Anyway, here's The View talking about this poor reporter.
People aren't understanding the processing part. So when she said that thing about how he didn't necessarily understand her in small talk, the auditory processing doesn't matter if it's a short sentence or a long sentence, simple words or complex words. It's an auditory processing problem. So unless she was speaking small talk in closed captions, he was not going to understand. Right. That's right. The issue.
I actually thought it was inappropriate that she said during small talk before our interview.
Maybe she's bad at small talk.
Maybe it's her. I just feel that, you know, I don't know if it was an off the record conversation, if the entire interview was off the record, but I know, Sarah, you've interviewed people. We interview people and we have small talk before. That is generally not something that you mention during when you're being interviewed by an anchor.
It's pretty unbelievable. Just, you know, let's attack the NBC reporter. It's not like she's pro Mehmet Oz. I hope the people of Pennsylvania are paying attention. I hope the people in Wisconsin are paying attention. I hope the people in Ohio are paying attention. I hope all of you in Georgia are spreading the word about Warnock's radical past, his positions, and of course, his personal problems, considering, you know, Herschel Walker's been beaten to death over, you know, this allegation about an abortion for 10 straight days. No, why anybody wants to go into politics, I have no idea. I mean, it's so out of control. All right, quick break. We'll come back and we'll get back to more of your calls. 800-941-SHAWN. Listen, our friends at Chamonix, you've heard me raving about GenuCell for over a decade. Why? Because it's amazing. Linda loves everything Chamonix, everything GenuCell, don't you?
I really do. And I have to say, I've been giving it to everybody. I mean, even you are using now some of the under eye creams and the Cristal's microdermabrasion. Because in the winter
all right,
months.
Slow down there,
I mean,
sunshine.
I'm going to let everybody know. You know, there's a reason you look as good as you do on TV. And it's thanks to Genucel. So there you go.
Genucel right now is the perfect time to buy their most popular package. It's 70% off. And you're going to get Genucel's customer favorite. And that's absolutely free. Their correcting serum will be free. Genucel's most popular package treats tens of millions of everyday skin problems, wrinkles, dark spots, dry skin, sagging jawline, and even those annoying bags and puffiness. It works for men and women. You can use it. It's safe. It's natural. You're going to love the effects. They'll include their Genucel immediate effects. You get results in 12 hours or your money back. We have a special website set up. It's Genucel.com/Sean, Genucel.com/Sean, and you can get their most popular package, and that will include a complimentary gift and 70% off. Just go to Genucel.com/Sean. All right, back to our busy phones. CJ, North Carolina, Sean Hannity Show. What's up, CJ? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you.
Good, sir.
Hey, I have a question. Has anyone looked up the word treason recently? I'm in the industrial market of industrial fittings and hose, which is a huge market for the USA related to everything from what's under your sink, what's in your car, gas, oil, coal mining. And when this industry is being destroyed by this president like it was by a past president. I used to have locations in Canada, US, and I almost went out of business after Obama cut off oil and gas and coal. Now we're suffering through the same thing. The people I do business with, there's thousands and thousands of distributors are having trouble, financially. And then on top of that, you know, there's so much regulation in the industries that we sell into. It really is hurting all the American people, not just a few of us.
Listen, if you want to know what the single biggest contributing factor is to this non-transitory record 41-year high of inflation that is now killing every American. We're all feeling the impact. A lot of it is rooted in the energy policies of Biden. Because when you give up energy independence the way he has, and you become reliant on foreign sources of energy, they're going to control the world supply. You know, OPEC nations aligned with Saudi Arabia, aligned with Vladimir Putin and Russia, they made the decision to cut production because they know they can make more money. And they've got to think we're pretty stupid to be begging them when we have more natural resources than they do combined. We're pretty stupid. And that means everything we buy at every store we go to costs more because it costs more to produce it and it costs more to get it there. Not that complicated to figure out. You don't need an MBA from Harvard Business to figure this out. You don't need a degree from MIT to figure this out. It's unbelievable. Anyway, appreciate the call. Wayne is it Wayne? No, I'm sorry. Pam is in Georgia. Hey, Pam, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. Good to talk to you. Listen, I just wanted to say the people in Georgia that my husband and I know anyway are really very tired of the negative publicity against Herschel, and we're very upset by it. And he yesterday came out with a very kind commercial in response to it. So he's starting to come out swinging, but that was my main point, was I just hope that the negative publicity doesn't detract the voters' attention from the issues. And then, but we're optimistic. We're hoping that Herschel will win. Yeah.
Well, Warnock wants court packing. He wants the end of cash bail. He thinks cops are gangsters and thugs. Those are his words, not my words. We know that he is a new green dealer that wants America off of fossil fuels. He wants critical race theory taught in school. He said of the opioid crisis, it's only a public health emergency because the faces of human tragedy are white and suburban. This guy has praised Louis Farrakhan, Reverend Wright, and Fidel Castro. There's the trifecta of bigotry and even murder in the case of Castro. This guy's doubled his income since taking office. In a domestic dispute, tried to run his wife over with his car and did run over her foot, and he didn't get arrested. This guy's being brought back to court because he's not paying child support, and he obstructed and was arrested for obstructing an investigation into a camp he ran that was being charged with child abuse, which in fact they found five cases of. Now, the people of Georgia probably don't know all of that, And that's sad because the people of Georgia need to know that.
Well, some of that is coming out. And so, but like I say, we are just trying to support Herschel and just hope that he can win. Yeah.
He can win. Two polls after all they've dumped on him, and he's only a point and a half down in the Trafalgar poll and down two in the Emerson poll. You know what that means for all of you in Georgia? That means Herschel can win. Go vote for him. 26 days or early voting if you want.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.